Red News Podcast 40, and we're in the pub before Arsenal, and I'm with Steve, the lad I've known many, many years. Go and say your names, lads.
Kyle.
No comment there. Right, what do you think? Wednesday.
The best trip. I can't remember the last time I went to a game and said the journey was crap and the football was great.
You won the day trip.
On the day trip.
So you want to coach
the
for a long time.
The journey was hell. The journey was hell. Thomas Cook, get your ass in your gear. If you're flying to Paris, land in Paris. Lille, what's all that about?
So it was all about the game for you?
All about the game for the first time for many years.
And what did it mean at the end?
It meant everything. It meant everything. It meant we're going to Munich in the next round and it's going to be great.
Can you believe it?
No. When I booked the days off at work, I said to my boss, these are my last holidays for Europe this year.
What did you know that, because I didn't go, gutted, but do what you can, these. Did you know what VAR was happening?
But Les saw it clearly. Les, who didn't want to talk too much at the moment, Les knew that it was happening, but I personally had no idea.
So no did idea. It feel like an age?
I'm not really sure about an age, but it was a good outcome. It was a good outcome. I was convinced we were without, so it felt...
What did you feel confident before the game?
Oh, 100% not. That was it. 100% not. No. I thought we were without. When we drew Paris, I thought we were without. I genuinely thought we were without. When I saw Paris at Old Trafford, Mbappe's pace, Angel Maria playing like we all knew he could, you know,
yeah,
we were doomed. Verratti, you know, they had some great players.
So how did we do it?
Heart and belief. Heart and belief, passion, youth, no fear. No fear.
I get it's the wrong word to say to her. I get a tingle just from you saying all that.
Well, it's genuine, and, you know, genuine.
I just feel, it sounds a clinker, but we've got our United back.
This is our United. And this is the belief of one man. This is the belief of Solskjaer, who comes into our club. He comes into our club and tells us what's happened before is rubbish. This is Man United. This is how we play. These are the kids we play. Look at the team that finished up playing in Paris.
Yeah. Well, I look think at that doesn't... That, for me, the average age someone put was 22.9.
Yeah, yeah.
We bought on as our subs to change the game, yeah. Two kids.
Yeah.
And that is because of the achievements, yeah. Getting forgotten.
Yeah.
But name another club. Pep Guardiola wouldn't even name a seventh sub the other year.
No.
Name a club that would do, for all our criticism of the club, we still maintain that youth.
I would just like to mention this, it is important to me. On Twitter, the Twitter feed, MUFC Academy, the guy on there who repeats the statistic, every game, it's 3,000. And I just think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think that gives us all the belief and understanding of what we are and where we're coming from and where we're going.
Well, Ollie said, I don't know if you saw his press conference on Tuesday, he said mountains are there to be climbed.
Yeah.
And everything he said, and you look at, I watched it again, and it wasn't like, he did actually think we'd do it. And that, you know, when you're, I'm not saying you're a quarter of the way there with belief, but, and we to apologise, to keep going back to Jose, but you've got to, because it's chalk and cheese.
Yeah.
It's a different mentality of this club now.
He doesn't come out and say, we've got injuries, we've got people out, we've got injuries. He says what he means. He brings the kids into the team and he says, we're Man United.
Yeah.
You know, we're Man United, play like this. If it works, fantastic. If it don't work, would anybody have been upset the other night?
No.
You know, if we'd have lost 2-1, if we'd have won 2-1 and we'd have lost the tie, would any of us have been upset? No, we give it a go.
Yeah.
We give it a go. And it's just fantastic.
Describe that feeling then, when the goal goes in, so cool, Rashford, and then when the final whistle goes.
Disbelief that we've got the penalty. Nervous wreck. My heart comes out of my chest. And then we played another 3 days after we scored the penalty, didn't we?
Nine
we
minutes.
We played another 9 minutes. No, I thought it was 3 days.
He gave three, and I think it was 12 minutes in the end.
Unbelievable. It goes back, you know, we've all been, Barney, you've been doing it for years. We go back to Rome, we go back to place it with Barcelona.
Where does it rate for you then? Because there's been a lot of...
Rome was the greatest year, Juve was the greatest year of my life in the semi-final, 99, because of the whole year, of the whole year. But as a one-off football match, up there with any, up there with any. 99 was just a whole season, the away games, you know, not just in Europe, but in England, you know, the beating Liverpool in the last minute, the Arsenal semi-final, you know. Inter Milan scores, Juve 2-0 down, and now ultimately Barcelona.
I just think like there's been a lot of where is it rank, and I think if you're there like you were, it's always going to be right up there. You know, that changes the focal point because you're the immediate. You are seeing almost a fucking miracle. No team 160 times or whatever has turned over a 2-0.
I am the wrong person to say that. In 99, I had my son, who was 13 years old, and that, ultimately that was a year,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because it was him, 13 years old, growing up. I wish he'd have been there the other night. You know him, Barney.
Yeah.
He's United through and through. But there you go.
I think, if I was looking, like, you go back, there's so many. We're blessed. There's, like, it's the old, you know, how many players, great players we have. I see this like a Lisbon 5-1 where you to where you're not expected to do something and you turn it around.
Madrid in 68. Yeah.
So you could pick it out. You could say, you know, Barcelona 3-0. We've had performances that have set...
I don't think anybody else does it, Barney. I genuinely don't think anybody else does it. I think everybody supports their own club and has great days. But we always do it the hard way, Barney. We do not do it the simple way.
No.
We don't. In life, anything that we can mess up, we'll mess up. We do it the hard way.
But for 5.5 years, we've been quite bland, to put a finer word on it.
I've had 5.5 years like that before, from 68 to 73.
Oh, right, sorry, you're going back that far.
Well, it's the same 5.5 years, it's awful. And also, you know, the early years of Ferguson, let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah.
Awful, awful. But these are the reasons we keep going.
Yeah.
This is it.
Where do you think we can go? Right, this season, not...
I'd be happy with four. A trophy would be something else. I'm a natural pessimist, but if we get a good draw...
Yeah, but that doesn't align. You can't be a pessimist and a red.
I've been a pessimist for 50 years, man. Yeah. That's why the days are always better, because I didn't expect that one coming. Yeah.
But that's it. You knew Mum. And Mum, Wednesday was the anniversary of her passing. So my head was a bit...
Yeah.
Because you know what grief can be like. And you can be very sad. You can have a moment where you're smiling. And my head was a bit... As it is, you know, as happens. And
this is for you, Mum. The day's for you, Mum, and all
and
that.
And then I put it on, and I didn't go out, because I don't like being with ABUs, mates.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, I always think, whatever's happening in life, United, I feel safer. I feel it's, like, the comfort. It just feels right.
The people.
And my head hadn't been right all day. And then I just watched, and you switch off, and you're fucking... And it just felt beautiful. And then it wasn't, you know, like, but I just thought, and it's not this one's for Mum, but I just thought, the more that the photo of Eric, Fergie and Ollie, I thought Mum would have fucking, she would have framed that.
She'd have been in there. She'd have been in there, mate.
Yeah, she would have been following Eric all day.
She'd have probably took it, mate. She'd have probably took it.
I just thought,
That's fantastic.
And you go... You know, because life isn't easy, Steve. Life isn't easy. It can be really fucking hard. But United is an escape, a blessing, a bosom. You know, even at its worst, you can have mates that we've known each other a very long time. And it isn't just about a result coming together.
No, it's people.
But
it's people.
We, I, the last 3 months, we've deserved this.
I think
we
so.
Have really deserved
I think
this,
that.
All
I think
of
we've
us.
We've suffered since 2013. We've suffered. We've remained loyal. We've suffered. We've told our friends that we're Man United, didn't we? You know, but it does matter. And now we're getting the benefits. And now we're getting the rewards. And we're getting the rewards we get for going to every game.
So one word.
We do.
Sums up Wednesday. Go on, one word.
Your mum. I love your mum.
Thank you, Steve.
I genuinely love your mum.
Thank you, Steve. All right, cheers, mate. And plenty more.
I didn't expect to say that.
That's the quickest I've seen Pat over. Right, so I'm with my old mate, Welsh Phil. I've just spoken to Steve. How do you explain Wednesday then? You were there,
yeah,
as ever. Is it sunk in?
Not really. Totally unexpected. Talking on the train on the way down, I think a lot of people sat at home watching it would probably have been a little bit more nervous than we were, because
we were sober.
You were sober, yeah. Everyone in the ground had had a drink, but the realisation when he scored of what had actually happened hit everybody, and it was, I can only describe as pandemonium.
Did you know what was going on?
Because they had it on the screen.
Right.
He had penalty award handball on the
right.
screen. So we knew, and the one thing we did know, as soon as the referee turned round, he headed as if he was going towards a tenter spot, not the corner flag or anything.
Yeah.
So as soon as he turned round and headed that way, before a lot of people in the ground had realised, we knew he was given a penalty.
Yeah.
And it was like, what?
Yeah, once he's told, then
we knew.
It's more, the advantage
we knew because
goes.
Of the way, no, we knew the way he was running back.
Yeah.
We knew the
right.
way he was running back to the
right, yeah,
penalty
of course,
spot.
Yeah.
So we
realised. Do you think it's a penalty? Do you care?
Don't really care. I mean,
I hate
United's
VAR.
Fault. I hate VAR. I'm not a big fan
but
of VAR.
But it is. But the video, it is a penalty for me. I mean, once you stop that.
When you actually see it on the telly after, you think, well, hang on a minute. Yeah, he's put his arm out. It is a penalty, but I think the 4 minute delay, everything about it. If it had gone the other way round at Old Trafford, we'd have lost the game in that way.
Of course.
I think we'd have been moaning.
But this is the shape of things to come. Every big game.
Not,
I mean, if that's handball, you'll get one every game.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not 9 minutes. That, as you say, 4 minutes became nine.
Yeah.
I mean, on another day, is it? We did ride our luck. We can't escape the fact, you know, like Chong gave the ball away three times.
Yeah.
They hit the post.
Yeah.
But there was just something, you know, when it all aligns together.
The thing is with football, you make your own luck. I know people say you don't make your, no, you do make your own luck. You get decisions that go for you when you're positive. You're positive going forward. You try and win the game. We knew we had to score to win the game. So despite having a team that, if you looked at it before the game, you'd think absolutely not a chance on that. I mean,
their bottle had gone.
They knew they were on the cusp of going out.
And I do think Barcelona had played on their heads, because you could that was a totally different side. Not that I give a fuck, but there is a club. They're a fight. You know, for all our criticisms of what United are, from our youth, from Ollie now, they're a sham. You know, like Neymar.
Right.
I don't know if you saw, on the side of the pitch, like Fabregas in his leather jacket for our. That, what the fuck is any player doing on the side of a pitch? United would never allow that. Fuck off, you smarmy fucking.
The other thing is, you look at Paris, right? Go back. I'm going back. Well, they're a club that's less than 50 years old. They've got no history, particularly. They've had money, and they still can't get in the European Cup semi-final. So they've actually got nothing apart from the money. They've got no. They've got ultras. They've got this. They've got that. That's Paris. That's nothing to do with.
Yeah, that's it. That's just invented.
That's just invented.
I like their statement though. You've got no fucking balls or whatever. Throw some balls that they issued their ultras.
Yeah.
Well, brilliant though.
Yeah.
I mean, where does it stand for you? Because
we said after the game. We said after the game, you've got to look. I said to a lot of people, we were in a bar after the game. We knew it was open late, so we weren't in a rush. You know, we were having a good drink. It was bouncing in there, and I said to a lot of people in there, I said, mark my words, enjoy this tonight, because you don't get many nights where, A, you get a result like that, a performance like that, and you're going to celebrate with alcohol, so whenever you want, and you didn't want the night to stop. And there's not been many nights like that where you can do that anywhere.
No.
I mean, I tried to think back on the way home. You know, obviously Barcelona, that'll never be. We won a trophy that night.
Yeah.
You can't compare.
Well, this
it
is
with
what
that.
I was going. Well, the
you
two
can't
things.
It with that.
I was going to say you're lucky. You're mad that you do every game. I've done I can't do them all these days. I've done, and this isn't for a competitor, but yeah. I've done 13 out of the last 16 and I'm knackered. Yeah. I do feel like the travelling, it all, I'm just worn out.
No, mentally and physically worn out.
Absolutely gutted I wasn't there. Gutted. Yeah. And, but, it, like, so we had on the forum and people put, where does it stand? And I'm not, it's the greatest ever, but for you there, that makes it different. No, but people put Turin. Yeah. Barcelona, semi, Old Trafford 08, that was good.
Arsenal away.
Porto, 4-0. That was a bit of a game changer in how we were developing.
I think Arsenal away in the semi final. Barcelona. The celebration in London after Arsenal away, knowing that we're going to the European Cup final, beating a rival, you don't get much better than actually knowing you're going somewhere.
Barcelona, obviously 84.
84.
Roma. Okay.
Roma 7-1.
Yeah. Arsenal Emirates, but. Inter 99, which sometimes gets to get them for that joy.
Old ones, Barney, Montpellier.
Yes,
a lot of people said Montpellier. I agree. That was a little bit.
And Lisbon, I do think this is our Lisbon. I hope that if the board now back him to get what this side can do. The other thing, and this is for you, and someone mentioned the 5-2 Porto in 78, where one of the nearly great comebacks.
Nearly great,
Now, and then Red Leicester put, if this were European performances rather than results, then that makes it different debate. But in terms of results, this is a truly shocking, like in terms of a good shocking.
It's a mega shock. I mean, if you just, the night before, I said to Lee, right, 20-1 United, I said, put £30 on it, right, because if we go through, we pay for the next round. If we don't go through, we've saved a lot of money because we were going to go anyway to the next three rounds.
Yeah.
Following morning, it had gone down to 14-1. So overnight, the alcohol had brought a bit of confidence in the market. So we put £30 on anyway. So
I wish
happy day. So
we're not allowed to mention, though, because everyone will get these there. But, right, the one thing, like, I saw a thing last night. XG, you wouldn't know this from Kingdom Come, but expected results and all that. Yeah. And someone put, well, United are overperforming. What a load of bollocks. Fuck that off. Football is about what Wednesday, the emotions, the fucking get in there. And right, and here's a question for you. Right, Ollie said after the game, I think the livelihood of a great club is its academy.
Yeah.
Now, people can pause this. I've actually made a bit of notes. We've made, even in our shittest spell of our recent history, 25 debutants from the academy since Fergie retired. Now pause that and I'll read them out quickly.
Go on.
Right, now everyone write a note and how many you can get. And if you get 25, fucking you're going to get... I don't know what you're going to get. But James Garner, Mason Greenwood, Chong, James Weir, Rashford, Reece James, Tom Thorpe, Tom Lawrence, Joe Riley, Regan Poole, Josh Harrop, who scored that goal versus Paris, Dimitri Mitchell, Donald Love, wears Donald my trousers, Tyler Blackett, who ran like a dinosaur, Joel Pereira, Chong,
Borthwick Jackson,
Chunsby, James Wilson, Paddy McNair, Gomez, Fushimenchu, Pereira, Andres, Scott McTominay, Janus Adnan, Rashford and Lingard. And for all of Jose's... count up again.
Yeah.
No. For all their criticisms, Jose played Rashford 26 games last season, Lingard 30, McTominay 14. And as I said to Steve, we ended that game making two subs who were kids.
Yeah.
Which gets forgotten in all of it.
Yeah. A lot of people remember that after. And I think the glory of it is, we haven't, you know, like Chelsea and City, no matter what they are, they've got all these academies and all this money going in. But it doesn't matter if they're good players, they don't get through into their first team.
Yeah.
And the love of United fans for their own production line is better than anything.
So does this bubble burst?
I've said to people on the way home, right, from Paris, I said, you've got to be careful because the wheels can fall off. They fell off under Fergie when we were good. Yeah. You know, we lost 5-0 and 6-3 in a week. You know, the wheels fall off. So, but what you can't do, we lost 2-0 at home to Paris, we come back stronger. So what you've got to remember is, it's a 52-week year. You know,
well, the immediate, you're not really a Twitter, you know, you're not online, but the immediacy of football sort of can destroy the fun of it.
I think that's the...
The modern way.
I think the modern way doesn't help because we're a bit old school where... you've got to give it a little bit of week. If we get beat today, I'll be gutted, because I think we're good enough to beat these today, and I'll be gutted that we don't beat them. But you've got to live in the real world and think where we come from in 3 months. It, you know, a couple of people are saying, would you give it to them the season?
Well, he's got it.
Well, he's got it, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But I wouldn't announce it till the end of the season, personally.
Why?
Well,
I'm more of, I was that.
Yeah, no, I'm more of, because I think if you announced it Friday on the way home from Paris and we'd have lost today, you'd have had the social media going mental.
Yeah.
You'd have had the papers going mental, going, oh, look, you've given him the job. Look, oh, he's like Di Matteo at Chelsea, you know, he gets a job and look what happens. Let the season ride out and then build.
No, he needs to be back, though, doesn't he?
Oh,
he still needs. We cannot. You know, you're not going to survive. Maybe, I don't know. Well, maybe fucking anything's possible with him.
No, I agree. Totally agree. Totally
everything
agree.
He says, like, even after the game on Wednesday, he was saying...
Tonight.
No, sorry, before the game. What I loved about him, before the game, sausage, this is a podcast, this is your fucking enemy. You're going to speak on the podcast. I'll be 1 minute. Come on, you can appear on it, Sean.
I need to go to the toilet and get a drink.
But, right, he said... Injuries. He didn't say I'm moaning about it. He said these are an opportunity.
Yeah.
He said, forget about the injuries. He said, this is an opportunity. So I don't know any other way to approach things. So it's almost by fucking chance.
Yeah. But things happen.
It's like we've got Fergie.
But
the way he is, and he is replicating that, and he's obviously, I do think he's trying to think like Fergie.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you? He's the greatest manager we've ever had. Why would you not try to replicate something that's happened before, that's worked? I don't understand people saying... I don't understand why people are trying to think too difficult. Solskjaer's interviews are brilliant. They're positive.
So we've got to stop moaning and just fucking enjoy it.
Enjoy it. Correct. I'll leave it with that, darling.
All right. I'm not going to get... Right, so Nige, still before the game... and have you listened to last week's podcast, or was it the week before?
Whatever it was, I've had a brief glimpse in. Yeah, so been so busy.
I thought the result of the week was that the blood that I am now dripping in my eyes is working. So I'm dripping my own blood, if you listen to the last one, into my eyes, and it is helping me. But I didn't realise the result of the week would be in Paris. So what was it like? You usually write the reports for the mag, but you've got a lot going on at the moment, so you're not going to do a report. So you're going to explain over the next few minutes what it was like.
It was absolutely unbelievable. First and foremost, none of us expected to produce that result. We just thought, you know, Paris were outplaying us at home. It was just a case of, right, we might turn up, we might get a draw if we're lucky, we're going to get knocked out. Well, it's had a great trip all along, and it was. We got the Eurostar across, we trained down from Chester originally, then the Eurostar, a few beers on the train, blah, 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 go to Paris, have a good night out on the Tuesday.
How many in your group? Any Mither?
No Mither at all, fortunately. First night we had a great night out, and it was brilliant. We went up the sort of Montmartre area, there was loads of bars and stuff, made us feel, we all felt welcome. We didn't get anybody turning us away and all that sort of stuff. We had a nice meal, blah, blah, blah. Lots to drink, far too much, obviously. Day of the game was a bit, strange.
Were you nervous? What were you thinking?
Well, not even nervous, because we'd written it off. And it was the case of, we're getting knocked out, so it's like last year of the season. So it was a case of, right, we'll just have a good day, we'll go and watch the game, etc, etc.
Right, so
by personal choice,
our victory in their end, what was that like?
It was a bit weird.
Understatement.
It was more than a bit weird, because I was literally stood right behind the goal at the end where Marcus scored the penalty.
Our end.
But at the end where the goal was scored, though, the penalty was scored.
Fucking hell! Even did you get up?
We were stood up anyway, but it was a.
Did they know?
I'd not been sussed out, and I was on my own, so I'd sussed it out what was going on, to keep my eye on who's around me and all that sort of stuff. But it was a strange sort of end. It was a strange experience. and this probably tells you something about the PSG club itself. There was a few lads there who, yeah, you wouldn't want to stand by or fall out with. The place was also full of tourists.
Yeah.
I stood by two young couples who were probably 30 at the most. One of them had a red and black hoop shirt on, football shirt, with a coat on the top. And I sort of thought, I recognise that shirt. So I spoke to him. It was a Flamengo shirt. They were Brazilians.
Right.
Four Brazilians. Stood right behind the goal. And there were others. There were Americans in there. There were all sorts of different nationalities. It was tourist central, but it was also, it was like some hardcore lads in there. Albeit that they're proper main lads, I think, go behind the other goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Where all the flags were, there were more flags in that end than were in the end. Wow. But anyway, I didn't feel uncomfortable.
What did it feel like then, sort of celebrating but not going absolutely ape shit as if you'd been in our end?
Strange.
Good though, I suppose it's a unique.
It was good, because I just had a sort of little conceited smile on my face. As soon as he came out of the ground, I sort of went, yes! And everybody looked at me like I was a raving lunatic. But at the end of the game, I didn't actually go out straight away, because what I actually did was I just hung around because all the players were coming over, all the backroom staff to the United fans in the corner, which was literally next to where I was stood anyway. So I've got some nice pictures of that. So that was good.
Can you believe it has happened?
No, I can't believe it's happened. And
you've seen a lot, a long, long time of United.
And I think a lot of people.
Where's it stand for you? Because it's getting debated on, and obviously the immediacy makes hyperbole.
There's been a lot on social media this week, obviously, or since Wednesday anyway, about how high that ranks. And for a lot of the younger support, I want to say, you know, I'm of the older generation here. That's still up with one of the best away performances
but
we've ever had.
You take 160 times and it's not been done. So for anyone, you know, saying, oh, well, it isn't the best, you take 160 attempts and it's not done.
Irrespective of that, which is a magnificent achievement, don't get me wrong. Yeah, and it was a bit controversial because of the VAR and all that sort of stuff. Not quite sure where that fits into the modern game, but there you go. We got the benefit of the doubt. I'll take it, obviously. But even if we'd have walked away from that ground winning 2-1 and getting knocked out, you know, 3-2, I'd have taken that, and I always said that is one of our best away performances in Europe for within the last 20 years.
Yeah.
Because with the squad we had out, or the players we had missing, and the players that were on the pitch, I just thought it was a magnificent performance.
In the modern era, we're talking, we've had so much shit. For me, this is the best spell we've had in 10 years. You know, since the 2008, 2009, 2010, which was great, and which I don't think we celebrate enough, that period when we had a truly great, great United side. But that's 10 years ago. We only live, if we're lucky, for 7 generations. If we're lucky.
Yeah.
So we've skipped a generation from seeing. So that's why this is so lovely. Without getting...
I certainly wouldn't disagree with that way of thinking. I'm not thought it that way, but you're right in what you say about those years post-Moscow, if you like. Moscow was
they
like... That was brilliant, but then post-Moscow, those 2 or 3 years after that, we were fantastic. And then we dragged out another league title when we signed Van Persie.
Yeah.
But we weren't a great side then. We got through because we managed
to do...
we're
not a great side now, Nigel. Let's be, you know,
We're not, but we're a team.
Ollie's dragging us over.
But we're a team in the making.
I've got to go.
Yeah, that one, I mean, yeah.
Huggy, do you want to appear on the podcast again?
We're a team that's playing like we've absolutely no fear. And it's, to a degree, it's almost like that latter 2 weeks or latter month in 99. That wish will never be repeated. I think, obviously, well, God forbid. But we are just on that momentum roll with a new positivity, which we haven't seen for 5-6 years. And it's just like every player that's out there just believes in themselves.
Yeah.
You look at that team the other night.
McTominay.
But this is outstanding.
But Nige, this is where, like, because I've been critical of McTominay, Lukaku, who I like, but I've slagged him off the last 6 weeks on here. and then he puts in that type of performance, and you think, well, you may as well stop slagging off and just fucking go.
In fairness, Barry, I think Lukaku is now looking like the player we actually signed. And I've said to you many times, he's a player that wants the ball in front of him. And
that's exactly what Ollie said. Don't get him, don't get his back to you. Get him in front of the fucking goal.
Mourinho tried to turn him into a target man, which he was never at any of his previous clubs, Everton, West Brom, Chelsea. Never done that job. He always wanted the ball in front of him. If you put a ball in front of him, he will score goals. And all of a sudden, as well, he probably looks one of the fitter players post World Cup season.
Yeah.
Because most players at this time of season, most clubs are struggling with injuries. What? But he's looking lean.
I notice he's taking his shirt off a lot in the recent games. It's like, fuck you.
Trying to prove it.
Yeah. No, fuck you. But right, so what was the...
I think he's lived in a sauna for the last 2 months.
What was the night like then?
Afterwards.
Because that's, you know, we're here to enjoy ourselves.
It was unbelievable. We'd all arranged to meet him back in a certain bar. Because obviously I was in the Paris end, but I didn't rush out because I wanted to see everything that was going on. And I was one of the last out of the Paris end. I still got a metro back to the bar we'd arranged for meeting, and it was packed, the metro, don't get me wrong.
What were the Paris fans like?
Absolutely no problem whatsoever.
No, but what was their demeanour?
They were just, well, fine. There was no aggression about. They weren't expecting any United fans to be around, so it was fine, just keep your head down.
But I wonder how they comprehend that sort of result. I wonder how they deal with it. They've not taken to it well, obviously.
There was a lot of, I can't even explain it. My French isn't very good, but the old expression, throw the arms up in the air and say, what the fuck's going on? It was that sort of expression. Fine, no problem. And this almost... I'm gutted I wasn't in the United end because I miss all the massive celebrations when the penalty went in and whatever afterwards.
Yeah, but you were there now.
But I was there and I had a different perspective, which was quite nice to see. But then when I got back to the bar, I was still in that bar back in central Paris an hour before everybody else, and I didn't rush out the ground.
And you got to... I'm gutted I wasn't there. And it's not like it shouldn't ever be a competition.
It's not a competition.
But it's just one of those... games where you just like that we've got two people in the bar now who've got bad injuries. They're not blaming the alcohol, are they? They're saying it's definitely not that. No, and they're checking. But it's one of those games where you want to wake up with every bone in your body fucking mutilated.
It was just a brilliant experience, and to boot as well, it was a new ground. We've never played there before, so it was a great
Where
experience.
Do we go then, Nige?
Where do we go? It's a good question.
Does this keep on? I mean, like...
Well, there's going to be
we just stop fucking asking that and just enjoy every game?
We should, but we're all realistic to know that it's going to be a buffer somewhere. We're going to hit a buffer. We might get beat this afternoon, who knows? You know, Arsenal are looking great at the minute. They got beat 3-1 on Thursday. We had an extra day's rest. We got players coming back. We got Pogba coming back. Herrera might play. Martial might play. Who knows? But we've got players coming back from injury. So that's looking positive for the rest of the season. But where do we go along the team? I don't know. Well, give all of the jobs to start.
Well, yes. He's got it. Right, so...
It's a no-brainer. But okay, we've got a trophy in us this season. I think the FA Cup we're more likely to win the FA Cup than the European Cup. The best one in the world.
It's nice to drink. One word to sum up for someone who's done so many games for so many years, one word to sum up Wednesday.
Stunning.
I like that. Right, alright, and we haven't really talked about today. Prediction
today, there's no reason why we can't win. Say we got players coming back from a suspension. Pogba, he didn't play on Wednesday. Potentially Marcel, Lingard or Herrera. Matic coming back in. We can do these. They're low on confidence. Why not? We've beat them already. Why not do it again?
Right, cheers, Nige. Lovely. Right, we're absolutely fucking soaked. Storm, and I'm with Mark, and he's got a lot of profound things to say.
Profound?
Yeah.
As ever hopeful that is, Bobby. I haven't got anything to bounce soon. Disappointing day today.
We weren't at the races, were we?
But I'm still buzzing from the other night, so.
But we weren't.
I'll take it on the chin. It was always going to come, wasn't it?
We looked
leggy.
It was
always going to come at one of these teams. It was never going to come at. I thought Ollie's got us playing the way that was never going to come at a shitty little ground, one of the smaller teams. It was always going to come by one of these. I think we'll beat. I still think we'll beat most of the teams in the lower half of the league.
Yeah,
I still fancy us in fourth place. I just think
it's a one-off game, but we weren't. We look leggy. We look more tired. I don't know how many of their team played today. Yeah, I don't know how many of their team played today that played Thursday. But we looked tired. We looked leggy. We looked slow to everything. Pogba was
the two players that came in though. Pogba and
Matic.
Don't get the worst two players on the pitch.
To be honest though, if you look at it the way I feel. When I turned up in the pub earlier, I could have happily still in bed. So if they feel like I'll do after Wednesday, then they've got no chance.
Yeah, but you've got to, like, you can't pause. And that's, you know, it's just one game in isolation. Ollie will know this. But you can't pause. You can't rest on any result. You've got to be right at it. Especially now we're a target for teams. The disappointing thing was I didn't think Arsenal played that well. And if we'd have been at the races, we really, you know, like we had a go with 5 minutes to go, but it was too late.
Yeah, I thought probably 40 minutes of the game, second half wise, where having a great chance to look after this.
I'll get you on the podcast quickly.
He's going away again. What did you think of that?
I thought we had enough chances to win the game.
Well, we hit the post. We had three in the first half and we had a bad first half.
That was just what I was about to say.
We didn't play great, but we had enough chances to win the game.
I thought we were the better side.
It wasn't a great game, was it? It was a really... It was bitter, as you say, bitter.
Yeah, real bitter. I thought we were the better side for most of the game. I just think we just have that whatever that is we've had. That little bit of spice in our play, whatever way you want to call it, it just wasn't there today, and it just shone through. And I think, but I thought, I mean, the Cardiff was three absolute sitters.
No, no.
Rashford missed a sitter at the end. Rashford's header at the end should have been for the win, not for the striking at one back.
But you said we're 20 minutes to go. Like we can do, and I actually did think, even after the penalty, which softer or whatever it looked, I actually thought we're gonna still come back into this. That's probably what Ollie's given me that I didn't think.
Yeah, no, I agree. But I do think there's tides in games. So if I go back to Wednesday, when Mbappe missed at the post after with 9 minutes to go, even Dad turned around to me, who's the most pessimistic man in football, and said, "We're going to win this." And I just, although I thought we can win it, I just felt there was a tide.
You're the most pessimistic man in
football. But it was that tide. But we just had this tidal wave the other night, and when you look back, I don't think we were ever. When a game's with you, you know.
Yeah.
I think we were destined to sort of lose when we. Like, the chances we had first half, without playing great, on another day, we would have been.
I think we just have to. Right,
after that.
Today,
I'm no. You can't go every game without fucking
getting
beat.
No. But it's a disappointing thing is, they didn't play that well to beat us.
No.
We sort of just. It meandered.
We sort of petered out.
There was nothing special in that game. My expectations are.
But from either side, it was just a bit of a. It was almost like one game too many for both sides.
Yeah.
Sometimes teams just play against each other, don't they? They fucking.
Yeah, cancel it, and who's going to get it?
That's the way I was looking for, cancel each other. And I think that there was a bit of that, didn't it?
No doom and gloom, though. Pogba was disappointing, though.
I thought he had a ball. Worst game he's had on the Solskjaer, for me. Yeah.
Easily worst game under Ollie.
The two that came in, Pogba and Matic.
Yeah, Pogba was poor today.
Him and Matic, who came in to freshen it up, probably our worst two players.
Yeah. Do you want to speak on the podcast? No. You're still bruised from.
Yeah, two.
What did you think of today, though?
What I thought of today was they were celebrating like fucking Wenger was back.
What did you think, though?
I'm disappointed, but I think, we had chances, just didn't take them, didn't we?
And we're going to lose. We are going to lose games,
sometimes.
I think.
Yeah.
And we are allowed to lose games as well.
I know, I don't like it, though, Huggy.
No.
I still don't like it.
Really?
Might have got a draw today.
I did, even at 2-0, I thought we might.
Yeah, we've come back.
But maybe that's Ollie just. Yeah. And it'll be good to see his reaction again.
Yeah, yeah.
Go again. Wolves will be hard.
Yeah.
Very hard. If it rules me, a little challenge.
Oh, you didn't want to be on it.
Sorry.
You know,
that's
going like that.
Have you got any worries? Footballing worries, not the world. We've all got the world.
Oh, sorry, the world off. We've all got.
No, but I mean,
I'd like to show you my emails then, Matt.
Does anything
no
today,
no.
From where we were at the beginning of December, I have no worries at all.
It's a bounce back, just go next Saturday.
Yeah. It might help us actually to bounce back this week. You know, we've had that now, it's gone, we've lost a game.
Better lose one at some point.
We went spells under Ferguson where we lost games.
Didn't look sharp enough.
You'd almost rather lose a big game than lose to someone who should be beating.
This is where the stats. I don't know how many of them played on Thursday today, but we looked more tired than they did. I know Monreal did. They're picking excuses, are they? We saved our best football for when it was fucking biblical rain. That was what surprised me. Poppers.
If Lukaku puts that one away, then it's the bow.
Yeah, we're 1-0 up.
And then he had like two chances in one towards the end of the first half, didn't he?
Well, I like him, but I fell out of love with him. And then in the last week, he's done stuff that I didn't think was possible to salvage his career. So, we can judge a game. And you've got to see the bigger picture. This is what it's really hard to any comment at football, because Lukaku can do what he's done over the last week, but it sort of confuses me because I don't know what I'm going to get with him game to game. He wasn't the reason we lost today. You know, I didn't think Rashford was.
I don't think Rashford's been great the last few games.
No, he looks really tired.
Yeah, I agree with that.
No.
Well,
I love seeing Greenwood come on,
The good thing about Lukaku at the moment is he's still getting chances. He's still getting in position.
First half,
he shouldn't score, should he?
Yeah.
But he's in that position. And if you don't get. The bigger worry is if you're not getting in the position,
yeah.
So you're getting the chances. He's not in there.
Yeah. Fred.
When you're an inch away from missing.
I thought Fred did all right. I thought he did better as the game went on. When it first. 20 minutes or so,
it's
a bit like, I'm not so sure.
He does silly things, though.
I think Fred is still coming to grips with the Premier League, which is possibly why he had a better game away in the European game.
Yeah, it's more
he's still
style.
Coming to grips
come
with
next
it.
Next year,
and I think,
you don't want to give it.
He's still on Wednesday night that he's got the ability, he's got to adapt it to the Premier League.
He's got to stop giving the ball away. Yeah, but
I didn't think he was poor today, I just thought he got
it. Yeah, he did.
He
got around him well again, didn't he? He got around
them. Performance from him, but he just does give the ball away too cheap.
He does give the ball.
But he goes and gets it back again.
Yeah.
He does try.
And he does seem bothered.
Pogba gives it away. He doesn't go and after it again.
But you see, the other thing with giving the ball away is that if you go back to the way. Go back to the way we were on the Van Gaal.
Jesus, we're trying to raise Mourinho.
It was quite. Oh, I didn't mind Van Gaal that much, but it was quite easy. We kept the ball and we moved it around. Now we're going a lot more for the killer. We're like looking for a goal, and it's got to come quickly. So you're going to give the ball away. You're going to make mistakes when you're looking for that ball. You're going to make mistakes, and that's where it is. Whereas when you're 1-0 up, it's a bit like. When PSG came to us, they went 1-0 up. They kept the ball as well as any team I've seen for a long time. And they just moved about. They weren't bothered. And they were trying to bring us out. And eventually, they were looking to create the opportunity. Eventually, they weren't rushing. we seem to rush a little bit to create the opportunity.
But then that's where we've come from.
Yeah, I don't mean that critically.
But that I would say, like, sometimes the continental game, the way that teams play, like even Seville, where you wouldn't say they're dramatic, but they can keep the ball, retain it well. What do we need to get to that level? Because that's what we're all in Oli euphoria, but we all know we still have to improve this squad. So where would you say, where do you think we need? Right back?
Well, Ashley Young is the long-term answer for me. Well, I like Dalot, but he's been playing further forward, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But I read, before he played against Palace, I read that he grew up playing further forward.
Yeah,
he did. So he has that natural ability.
And he played in Europe, apparently.
And so often people do get dragged back, don't they, to a full-back position from further forward these days, because it's that kind of game, particularly at the bigger teams. So, I would like to think the long term he could be alright, but
yeah. Defender,
back,
defender.
Yeah, probably.
We need a central defender. Smalling and Lindelof have done very good.
I've always liked these
really, really good on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
But they're not the answer. I'm not convinced Smalling's the answer.
I think Lindelof could be.
When you watch him play for Sweden, and when you watch him.
But I've said this for ages.
I'm just worried about his haircut.
But there's got to be something that.
Yeah, they've all played him. He's been captain. They've not lost.
One of the things that I find funny about.
Are we too critical then? Because we do react to one thing.
We have been.
That's a pineapple haircut.
Yeah, we don't have
to. I see what makes me laugh about Smalling is. Yeah. Southgate bidding him off, apparently on the basis of he can't play. Solskjaer comes in, he doesn't look like he can't play, does he?
No.
I think Lindelof is a far better ball player than Smalling is. He brings the ball out and he can carry it out. But Smalling doesn't look.
Yeah, but Huddy, there are some players, I'm not asked about international football, like where it's a good thing, like Rashford. For their development, but there's some players if they never play for England again, that's a good thing for Smalling, like Bruce, because it almost gives them an incentive to go, fuck you, I will prove you wrong. I still think we need a central defender, we've got to get rid of
Rocco. I think you just need someone who can sit as so I think Smalling's a great defender to have in the club. I'd never get rid of him, but I just think you need someone who can sit beside him. So when we had Vidic and Ferdinand, you still had great backup there. And Smalling to me is a great defender. You'd happily bring it at any moment. But when you go up against those top teams, Smalling and Lindelof is just not quite at that level. And actually, I think when you in Lindelof,
yeah, but Lindelof's 24.
I know, but Lindelof, that's what I mean. Lindelof's got loads to come. And I just think Smalling's reach is his level. So if you could bring up someone aside Lindelof, it'd be an amazing thing.
When he was having a bad season,
for us.
He put in two performances where I thought that is what faith can get you. Faith can get you as far as we are going right now with Oli telling everyone you're a world beater. You don't know what he's doing. I mean, apparently he's slagging them off. He's calling them out in the dressing room. So you're like,
I think there was two boys today, just for Lindelof. He got the ball and he got the ball and Maisie run through a couple of their. And he showed little glimpses even today when I thought we didn't defend brilliantly.
At that time.
But you were like, actually, this boy's got it. But if you had someone who was proper solid against him, it's almost like he's the Rio and he's the Vic. I mean, I'm not saying that he's as good as that, but.
It wasn't
the defence. He's much more the Rio side of
it. It wasn't a defence at all. Today. I think the midfield lost.
No, I think you've got to build a partnership as well in defence, you know. And we've not had consistent two central defenders, have we, really, for a long time. We've chopped and changed. Every bloody week, Mourinho has changed.
Luke Shaw is the most solid fullback we've had in about four seasons.
Mourinho did to him.
Well, what did you think of Jose? What did you think?
When he first came, I thought it was going to be all right and work out.
Did you want him?
He was the one for me.
I wasn't unhappy when he came. I thought, you know, he was a winner for me. I always thought, oh, he's a winner. So, yeah, I don't like the way he plays, but he wins stuff. And the first season, it was all right. But then the style of play and how he treated people. So I just think he lost any motivation for the players. I don't think he's a man motivator anymore. What all his style now is out of date and it doesn't work with today's football.
Yeah.
So I was glad. Oh, God, so happy when
he was... I don't understand why he became what he did. I mean, it's all... It doesn't matter, but I do wonder, like, why did he do what he did?
Yeah, what's happened in his head that has made him change that? And
does he almost need... It sounds... But does he almost need to, like...
He needs to give
therapy.
Up.
Therapy. Like, does he need someone...
Come on, you know.
He'll go to Madrid, you know. So I saw someone tweet, well, he'll go to Madrid and he'll win and he'll go up yours, but... No United fan would ever, if he won the European Cup, you'd go, well, fair enough, but no one would go, oh, shit, you know, I'm shame he ain't still at us.
His pattern at the moment is he has a good first season with everybody and he might win something, but then he loses it again, doesn't he? He can't help himself.
Yeah.
Go back to type and then sort of losing the dressing room. And
I mean, we're all flawed as... To get without, you know, human beings are flawed. That's what we do. But his emotion,
it's just wrong, and it's all about him as well. You know, he's got so good, big an ego. He thinks he doesn't seem to be critical of himself. It's always somebody else's fault, and you know, and. I think a lot of people said to me, those players have been paid, you know, I don't know, millions or whatever.
Yeah,
they shouldn't need motivating. Well, I don't care what job you're in. And how much you're being paid. You need motivating by your manager, that's their job.
Yes.
What's the point having a manager if they don't motivate you? That's what are they there to do? So he lost them all and he didn't do that. So he just had to go, that was it. There was no coming back from it. And I don't buy this all the players all down tools. I don't agree with that. No, absolutely not. I think they were doing what he told them to do and playing where he wanted them to play, and you knew it was on fear. If you didn't do what he said, you were dropped the next week. So
I agree to a certain extent that Pogba at Southampton did make me think. It's a horrible accusation because it's the worst thing you could ever call. I still can't work out Pogba, he's been
Since Ollie came. Yeah, today wasn't great, but up to today, I thought he's been immense, and he's been the player that he should be.
Yeah.
But again, he's a complex character, isn't he? And he's not easy to suss out.
Yeah. And United should be about, you know, Eric, we allowed... Like, how can I, who love Eric, who fucking twatted a fan...
exactly. You know, we're stuck by him, don't we? He's sometimes a big personality, and, you know...
So Ollie's got the job.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Are you at the obviously? Oh,
yeah. There'd be uproar if he didn't get the job, wouldn't there? And I don't think you need to rush to give it him. You know, we've lost a game today. And if you'd given it him after Wednesday night, people would have gone, just giving him the job and we've lost a game. I think they don't need to rush to it. Everybody knows he's going to get it. He's not going anywhere. No one else is going to come in and poach him on this.
Yeah.
We don't want anybody else anyway, so... just bide your time and wait. It doesn't matter, does it, if we wait till the end of the season?
And it's Paris was great for you, apart from the bruises.
It was. It was one of those nights you'll just remember forever. It was. And everybody goes, some bitter people. We haven't won anything, No, we didn't win anything. But the whole thing was, setup was, we went in as underdog. Everybody thought, we didn't stand a chance. Half the team out, and it was just that fact that we played a team of
I think we've needed all this.
Yeah.
Like, we've had such a not in relative to say our bad is still we've won things,
it's been miserable, though,
but it has
it?
Been we've been really down.
Yeah,
right, that's Randy. We're on the strong stuff now. I'll get these.
And I think that's it, isn't it? We were desperate for something good to happen.
And happiness. Yeah. No, hug it, it's my rap.
I'll get it.
And we had a bit of luck, didn't we?
You need that.
Some things weren't our way.
Right, so final word for the rest of the season. What will you take?
A light FA Cup and top four. I don't, you know, Europe would be fabulous.
I think top four is good, got to go for it. I've still got a funny feeling about the Champions League. I've had it all season. I thought it even when Jose was there.
Well, Shane's rooms in
Madrid. Me and Steve have been the same all season. I said, I don't know, I've just got a feeling we've got Champions League. I think we're just going to go on a funny run.
Just depends on you getting the draw, doesn't it?
I'm really confident about top four. I think.
And just right.
How many points were we behind Spurs?
Yeah, you know.
When Ollie came in.
Just.
We've now lost today, but we're certainly 3 points behind. I think top four. You can even get a top three at the moment. Like, it's that close. It's brilliant that this we're going into this weekend. Coming out this weekend. There's four teams in for two places.
Yeah.
And if we carry on as we were, bar today's drop.
I've got to stop being a stroppy teenager sulking after a defeat. You know what I mean? Like, that.
I think
you
it
just
was,
sometimes got.
I think today you look at it and go, that almost could be quite a good defeat. Bit of a wake up call. Right, come back.
I think next week we got,
we got potentially between 12 and hopefully 16 games to go. If we go, if things go really well, I think what's the most we can have? 15 games, I think. Something like that.
14 now, is it? 13? I don't know.
Anyway, whatever it is.
What do you say?
If we have that, it's great.
This is a bonus. This is serious here, but never I never. I mean, not like as someone said the other night. We would. I thought the board would do what they did with Moyes, meander till it's clinically, mathematically impossible. And we'd have been bored with you. We'd have won, you know, we'd have won 8 out of 10, or, no, that's 8 out of 12, and we'd be just all miserable. And we'd have been knocked out, and it'd be like, Jose will get sacked in March or April. If anything's about, I want a cup, though. I think,
it'd be nice,
with Fergie,
right,
if you win a bit of silverware,
it helps.
Love the FA Cup. I think Wolves is a real big game this weekend.
But
and a real hard game.
Teams will fucking fear us in the draw. City won't want it. Pep's little head.
Yeah.
I mean, we can say we worry about. They will fucking fear drawing us.
I actually think. This is the one thing I think about the Champions League. In the FA Cup, English teams will fear us, but won't be afraid, like, won't be scared to beat us. In the Champions League, after that result, teams will absolutely brick
it. What I mean.
They'll brick it.
And that's a great.
And that's
what Ollie's done. He's given us a bit of hope.
Back. It's because it's two legs. If it was only one game, the two legs, you can beat anyone. And I think that's the fear.
That's good. And finally, on a tangent, were you a Prodigy fan?
I was a massive Prodigy fan. I saw him three times.
Where are you?
And the best time I ever saw him was Isle of Wight. 2014, maybe 13, can't remember. And they were unbelievable. It was Prodigy and Black Keys headlined Isle of Wight together.
Oh, I saw them.
And it was unbelievable. It was just a great gig.
I always found it. It's really sad. But it was called Keith Flint, which I always thought was a bit. And I'll tell, cover your ears. But if you want to hear a tenuous, really odd story. So he ran where the old Crown, where our after hours drinking pub used to be in the 90s after a game. He ran the nightclub called The End. And he'd sometimes come in the pub. And he didn't look like the Prodigy, which always fazed me. I always just thought he'd come in fully prodigied up. And my tangent story, no relevance to anything, is in about 94, the drug scene hit United for a little bit. So I remember a few mates who were going, well, we're going to Blackburn. And what we do is we just get off our tits in a field. And I was like, what's that all about? That don't make sense. Barcelona away, a few people were on stuff. And I was young, very naive, very stupid. So anyway, we ended up in The End, this club. And there was River United, mate. And he said, so we bought. And a bloke this pill, and it had a smiley strawberry face, which I always thought, like, who are they wanting to sell to? Papa Smurf or something? Why would you put smiley faces? And it was a proper, it had a smart, and I was shitting myself, so I thought I'd take half, and the other lad took half, and the toilets were terrible. And my dad always used to say, if establishment toilets are bad, you know it's a bad establishment. Anyway, I didn't know what to do because I'd been drinking and he was dying. What'd he do? Anyway, my mate just went, he rushed the toilet. About 5 minutes later, he came out and said, Barney, this is terrible. This is not a pleasant story. Cover your ears, everyone, switch off. He went, I've just shat myself. I've had to wipe my arse with my undercrackers. And he went, I've got to run. So he left. Anyway, so there I was with my beer dancing, and I suddenly clicked. Well, I've taken the other half. What the fuck is going to happen to me?
This is about like one of John's
tests. So I actually run out of the club and dashed home. Thankfully, nothing happened. And that is my tenuous. But it's really, really sad.
I mean, the sad thing with Keith Flint is when, as soon as I heard it, I was like, but he's obviously gone out and gone mental on drugs. And in that way, and no, but in some part of me thought, fair play to him. Go down fighting. But the fact that he went to depression and suicide, I was just like, because the last time I saw him was the third time I'd seen him, and it was the best time I'd, and I couldn't believe at that stage, that was only 10 years ago, that he was gone so mad and so everything that you wanted him to be as a prodigy lead singer, and you just thought, how can a man go from that much of a high to that much of a low? And it's such a sad.
So many men are committing suicide now, and you don't know. Like, I often mention mum, I suffer from anxiety. My mum was paralysed for 7 years. I helped care for her. Mum and dad developed Alzheimer's. Dad had Parkinson's. And you don't know, you always think life is going to be, and it doesn't come that way. So what I'm trying to say is, in a very roundabout way, is if there's anyone who wants to speak, there's always people out there, mind the Samaritans, and if you ever want to speak, there's people I can put you in touch with who might want to, because life can be really tough at times. And that's a bizarre way, sorry, but...
No, but it is reaching sort of, epidemic, but it's too much, isn't it? Like, everybody now knows somebody who's committed suicide in recent times.
Yeah.
And I know several people who have, and that, for me, is I never thought I would know people who did that, but I do.
It's
and
society.
It is, it's just society and the way, so much pressure on people, and, you know...
I think it's an age thing, and you don't know. And like, without getting too deep, you know, like, I never, there's a moment with mum, and this might not be appropriate, but she was in resuscitation. She had a lot of episodes that were bad, and they said, you have to, it was really late, and they said, we need to know if this doesn't go to plan.
Yeah.
What? Because she's not able to tell us.
Yeah,
and my brother and sister would be asleep.
Yeah.
And we hadn't had this conversation. And it shapes. And I don't know, it's hard to explain, but moments shape your life. And you just, in your 20s, you think you're on a crest of a wave, and maybe the age, maybe the internet. I don't know, I'm not making sense, but all I'm saying is, if anyone ever, their parents are in a bad way, come and talk to me, because I'll always try and help. And there's lots of people who can help, and talking is...
I can't imagine really how desperate people must be to do that, because that is their only way out. And you think, like I say, it's hard for people left behind to understand, why did they not say something, why did I not know, and everybody thinks it's their fault, you know, and we should have seen it have come in or whatever, but I don't think anybody I know who's done it, anybody could have predicted it. You know, it's always behind, it's their lives in, behind closed doors, yeah. And you don't know.
So just try.
Very sad.
Just, yeah, same with me though, you'd never like to think that anything in the world was so bad that you couldn't either tell someone or deal with it yourself. And if you ever feel like you can't,
I've been in that.
Force yourself like, too, because actually, hell yeah, I think we've all been in those sort of places where you've had things where you wanted to like, deal with it on your own, but actually, if you've gone to such a dark place where you feel like that, then to feel like you can't talk to someone, I think.
They will.
It's important that people know there's someone out there to know that they're going to talk to.
All right, take care, everyone. Sorry, that's gone on a bit of a odd one. But thanks, everyone.